This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic State terrorist group said Tuesday, without providing evidence, that it was responsible for a series of explosions in Sri Lanka that killed 321 people and injured hundreds of others on Easter Sunday. Also Tuesday, Sri Lanka's Minister of Defense told Parliament that attacks were carried out in retaliation for attacks at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, last month. A national day of mourning was declared a day after officials disclosed that warnings had been received weeks ago about the possibility of an attack by a radical Muslim group that's been blamed for the bloodshed. Oil prices reached a six-month high Tuesday after the Trump administration announced it would no longer exempt countries from U.S. sanctions if they continue to buy Iranian crude oil. The decision aimed at imposing a complete oil embargo on Iran. Waivers granted to eight countries, including big Iranian crude oil importers China, India, Japan, Turkey, and South Korea, are due to expire on May 2nd. China continues to criticize the decision to impose sanctions. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Yesterday, Washington ratcheted up pressure on Tehran, saying it will no longer exempt any countries from U.S. sanctions if they continue to buy Iranian oil. But China says the U.S. is operating outside its jurisdiction in imposing the sanctions unilaterally, adding that the move will only intensify turmoil in the Middle East as well as international energy markets. China's foreign ministry says normal interactions between Iran and other countries are reasonable and lawful and deserving of respect and protection. China was a strong supporter of the Iran nuclear deal, scrapped by President Trump. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Just over a month after a cyclone rocked and devastated part of southeastern Africa, another storm is headed for the area. This is VOA News. Somali officials say a senior al-Shabaab member has defected from the group and surrendered to the Somali government in the southwestern Gedo region. Officials say Aden Abdi Mohammed, known as Aden Obe, surrendered Tuesday near the main town Bardhere. Obe surrendered with another al-Shabaab official identified as Food Aden Mahamud, who is described as a taxation official. Police in Uganda have placed musician-turned-opposition lawmaker Robert Chagulani under house arrest. He's best known by his musician name Bobby Wine. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports for VOA from Bobby Wine's home in Wakiso, Uganda.
Chagulani told VOA on Tuesday he was not informed that he was under house arrest.
I'm not officially aware. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm planning to go to the police headquarters to deliver my letter, as I'm supposed to do by law.
Chagulanyi then walked to his gate, where he was stopped by the district police commander. This led to an exchange between Chagulanyi's lawyer, Benjamin Katana, and police officer, Jaffa Majezi.
My orders are either you go back to your house or you'll be under arrest.
Is he under arrest now? Because for someone's movements to be restricted, he must be under arrest or quarantine. So is he under quarantine?
Yes. Yesterday you incited violence, of which you know you were charged.
The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority seems ready to uphold a Trump administration plan to ask every U.S. resident about their citizenship during next year's census, despite evidence that it could leave millions of Hispanics and immigrants uncounted. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Three lower courts have blocked the plan, saying it would discourage many from being counted. But the court's five conservative members do not appear to share the concern, and its liberal justices don't have the votes to stop the plan. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney says the census must be accurate because it affects how many seats states have in the House and their share of federal funding.
So if you're not counted, you're not represented.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley says President Trump is behind the citizenship question.
He wants to know who's in this country.
His latest appointee, Brett Kavanaugh, says if Congress is so worried about the count being accurate, it could ban the citizenship question from being asked. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Myanmar's Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists, upholding seven-year prison sentences for their reporting on the military's brutal crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.